You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hello, everyone. This is Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I'm glad you're with us. Be here every week and tell your friends about us. Well, the political election campaign continues. This week, vice presidential candidates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz faced off in their one and only debate. A lot of the commentators this morning are saying that they believe that things didn't go very well for Governor Walz. So even the liberal media are saying that Senator Vance won the debate. I'll let you make your own decision about that. But there was a very telling exchange between the two candidates that exposes the extremism on abortion that we see in the Kamala Harris-Tim Walz ticket. And abortion is a major issue in this campaign. We've talked about this before. I don't think this has ever happened in a previous political campaign. Hundreds of millions of dollars are being spent by the Democrat Party to promote the position of abortion on demand. And there's a strong view within the Democrat Party and the Harris-Walz ticket that their best chance of winning this November is if they can just keep the country focused on abortion, 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 abortion. Now, we got a lot of issues, right, in the country. Our economy's got problems. There's runaway inflation. There's potentially a huge war in the Middle East. Again, their polling must show that if voters are going, particularly women, are going to the ballot box and thinking about abortion, they're going to vote for Harris and Walz. I hope that's not true. I hope that abortion is not so ingrained into American culture that you can win a presidential election just by promising that you're going to keep the number of abortions up there around a million a year. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But there is this telling exchange during the debate last night. And I want to play this really, it's probably 30 seconds long, of one of the debate moderators asking Governor Walz about a law that was passed and signed by him in Minnesota.
Now to the issue of reproductive rights. Governor Walz, after Roe versus Wade was overturned, you signed a bill into law that made Minnesota one of the least restrictive states in the nation when it comes to abortion. Former President Trump said in the last debate that you believe abortion, quote, in the ninth month is absolutely fine. Yes or no? Is that what you support? I'll give you 2 minutes.
That's not what the bill says.
So after that question, Governor Walz denies the law said what the moderator said it said. And then he goes into a several-minute tirade about the abortion issue, but he ultimately refused to answer the specific question of is abortion allowed in all 9 months of the pregnancy in Minnesota? So then Senator Vance challenged him again and describes the Minnesota law. Now, listen to this clip. It's a little bit longer.
As I read the Minnesota law that you signed into law, the statute that you signed into law, it says that a doctor who presides over an abortion where the baby survives, the doctor is under no obligation to provide life-saving care to a baby who survives a botched late-term abortion. That is, I think,
that's
whether you're
true.
Pro-choice or pro-abortion,
that's not how the law is.
That is fundamentally barbaric. And that's why I use that word, Nora, is because some of what we've seen, do you want to force Catholic hospitals to perform abortions against their will? Because Kamala Harris is supported suing Catholic nuns to violate their freedom of conscience. We can be a big and diverse country where we respect people's freedom of conscience and make the country more pro-baby and pro-family.
Okay, I want to be as kind as I can here, so I'll say it this way. Governor Walz is not being truthful. When he took office, the law in Minnesota limited abortion to the first 6 months of pregnancy. Now, I want to be clear about this. At JDFI, Dr. James Dobson and JDFI, we are against abortion. We think it's the taking of an innocent human life, and we don't want it to be allowed anytime, except in some cases, rape, incest, life of the mother. Dr. Dobson, I believe, doesn't even support those exceptions. Those are hard, they're called hard exceptions. But we don't want abortion. So, you know, we've got a position that, quite frankly, isn't shared by the American people at this point. Most Americans have rationalized that abortion in the first few months of a pregnancy are okay. But abortion for 6 months of the pregnancy, the polling data shows most Americans don't like that at all. You start getting beyond 4 or 5 months, Americans are going, whoa, wait a minute. That is a living human being. So the Minnesota law allowed abortion the first 6 months, and then the legislature passed, with Governor Walz's approval, a law that took even that restriction away. So the law now allows abortion in Minnesota all 9 months of the pregnancy. As the moderator pointed out, Minnesota is one of only 9 states that has no limits on abortion any of the 9 months of the pregnancy. Now, there are thousands of late-term abortions performed every year in America. And so most Americans oppose that. Apparently, Tim Walz and Kamala Harris don't have a problem with it because they're pushing these kinds of laws. I think that makes them pro-abortion extremists. They want abortion on demand all 9 months. But that's not all. As governor, Tim Walz also repealed the law that required doctors to provide medical care to babies who survived botched abortions. I think you probably know about this. When you start aborting babies in the 7th and 8th and 9th months of the pregnancies, sometimes the babies are born alive. And in many states, there's laws in the book that says, look, if a baby's born alive, the doctor has got to make efforts to save that baby's life. Well, they repealed that law in Minnesota, and they repealed the state's reporting requirement that documented the number of babies born alive after such abortions. It's clear that the governor and the other people that passed this law don't want people to know that this actually happens. It happens in Minnesota. It happens in other states. Now, also in the debate last night, Governor Walz quoted Jesus to defend allowing millions of illegal migrants to come into America. And he quoted Jesus saying, if you do these things to the least among this, you are doing them to me. You're doing them to these things to Jesus. And so Walz was making an argument that if we allow millions of people to walk into the country, feed them, house them, give them a whole bunch of free stuff, that we're actually doing what Jesus would want us to do. I can make a strong biblical case that that is not what Jesus would want us to do. But right now we're talking about abortion. And I couldn't help but notice that Walz quotes this statement by Jesus in the same debate that he is defending abortion on demand. Harris and Walz support the right to destroy pre-born children who have to be the least among us and the most defenseless among us. So he's supporting killing those unborn children who are made in the image of Christ. Now, there's another issue in all of this that did not get handled last night. It was asked, and it just didn't get answered. Senator Vance asked Walz whether he and Harris would try to force Catholic hospitals to perform abortions. And Walz just completely ignored the question. Now, why did Vance ask this? Because that's what the current federal government is trying to do. Not just Catholic hospitals, but any religious hospitals and Christian ministries and Christian groups that fight poverty. The Biden-Harris administration has used the full power of the federal government, of the Justice Department, to sue orders of nuns, religious hospitals, to sue doctors, and to threaten Christian ministries if they don't cover abortions in their healthcare policies. They're trying to make Christian doctors perform abortions. They're trying to force religious ministries like JDFI to cover abortions in their health insurance. This is disgusting. This is unconstitutional. Thankfully, courts, including the Supreme Court, have struck down some of these efforts. But that hasn't stopped the current administration, and Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are showing every sign they will continue to try to do this to force all of us to be complicit in abortion. That is a violation of our freedom of religion. And it is a big difference in this campaign between the two tickets that are running to be the next president and vice president of the United States. Well, let me just add one more point on this. Governor Walz said something else that certainly made me sit up and notice. I don't think it got nearly the press attention it deserves. He said during this argument over the sanctity of life and abortion that abortion was a basic human right. Let me say that again. Governor Walz said in the debate that abortion, the taking of an innocent human life, is a basic human right. How can that be? I mean, there are human rights. They're recognized in our Constitution, most of them outlined in the Bill of Rights, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom of assembly. There's a number of other ones. The most fundamental human right of all is your right to life. In America, a life cannot be taken without due process of law. We afford that even to criminals. But the man that might be the next vice president of the United States, just a heartbeat away from the presidency, if Kamala Harris and he win the election in November, said last night and said it firmly that abortion, the taking of an innocent human life, is a human right. That's just insane. I don't know what else to say. How can there be a human right that every time it is exercised ends the life of an innocent human being? There can't be. It makes no common sense or moral sense. So obviously, this is an incredible election, an incredibly important election. A lot is at stake. Today, we just talked about the sanctity of life as one issue. You are blessed to live in America as a free man or woman. You are a follower of Jesus Christ more often than not, I assume, if you're listening to this podcast at JDFI. Discern and study the issues, and please show up on Election Day to vote your Christian values. Thanks for listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. This is Gary Bauer. Be back with us next week.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.